Hi, my name's Shane Burley.
And I'm Monica Humbert.
And we are the S&M...
Rant, It's like I got nothing. So if you're listening for the first time, this is a bit of an unusual episode. First of all, Shane and I usually record in the same room, and in this case we didn't. We recorded over Skype. So still sounds overall okay, just a little bit different than the way we usually do it. Also, we usually have a guest judge who weighs in on the fucktards we're presenting and offers their verdict. And in this case we had a bit of a mix-up with the guest, so we don't have a guest judge. But that means, more than anything, we need your vote. We need to find out who you think is the bigger fucktard. And we're going to give you some options of how to weigh in on that after the segment. But keep in mind, your vote is very important. We will be at a loss without you. And we will talk about what you've told us on the next episode, which will be next Friday, the 30th, I believe, on Friday. So keep that in mind as you listen to what we're presenting right now.
Wer ist der größere Fucktard?
So I have a little theme with the Fucktards today. They are both people that potentially lack impulse control. They are also people that potentially don't understand basics of how you act during certain situations. For instance, when you're on a date, do you rob your date? And do you know? Because actually, I've never seen it in any of the manuals.
Theft all the way. I fully support that. Yeah.
What do you think about if you're in a anger management class? Should you or should you not stab somebody in that class?
Yes.
Okay.
I fully believe that in any class environment, especially classes.
Your violence.
Yeah, you really should just, just go for it. Just
go
completely
for it.
Just go and just stab him completely.
just go.
I mean,
with
that's what everyone else does, right?
Obviously. And there's no irony of being stabbed in an anger management class, that's for sure. So, yeah, so that is sort of my basic theme is maybe etiquette,
right.
How you are supposed to comport yourself vis-a-vis what a fucktard would do.
Man leaves date during movie, steals her car. When she called, he laughed, auto found 4 days later. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so this guy's obviously somebody who really needs to get out more. He needs to put himself out there. I mean, if you have any idea of what this man looks like, getting a spider tattoo on the side of your neck, always a signal that this guy's a keeper.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Wesley Chapel, Florida. The truth is sometimes stranger than fiction you see at the movies. Deputies in Florida say a man stole a woman's car while they were on a date at a Tampa area movie theater. The St. Petersburg Times reports that 27-year-old Michael Pratt. Okay, now first of all, if you're going to go on a date with anybody, take a look at their name. If their name is kind of other, benign.
Yeah,
or
pretty benign.
Pratt? Pratt's not a name.
Oh, sure it
Pratt
is.
Pratt is a designation. You got to say, that guy is a total Pratt.
Oh,
you know? I mean,
yeah.
Pratt stole
my car, yeah. I can see that.
So, if you go be like, hi, my name is Mike. I'm going to go, hi, would you like to go on a date? Yeah, what's your name? Michael Pratt. Sorry, dude, I can't do it. You're going to steal my car.
I like the fact that Michael Pratt, to me, would signify someone like in kind of a business suit, someone that would be more of a white-collar criminal than the type of person that would steal a car off somebody that he knew and would obviously be able to identify who stole their car. I don't know. I mean, I also want to say just right off the bat that I like the way this starts even. The truth is sometimes stranger than the fiction you see at the movies. Wow, you really tried for that sentence. You really want to say
really stretching. They had to think for like 4 hours. Oh,
how do we phrase this? I mean, it's kind of like something you'd see at the movies. It's not something you'd read, and people that would read this article on MSNBC don't read, so we can't really say it's truer and stranger than fiction, because they might not understand that word fiction.
Sorry, I got distracted with his name. What a prat. He told the woman he needed to get something from the car while they were watching the movie. She gave him the keys. When he didn't return, she called him. Always a winner, I gotta say.
Yeah.
It's the guy that's better, better.
That's so,
anyway, so she called him, and when he answered, he told the woman he had. Now, here's the thing. I have stolen your car. Like, if you've stolen a car.
Yeah.
And you, A, have given somebody your phone number.
Yes.
You don't say, I stole your car.
Well.
You say, like, I don't know. I went outside. I couldn't find the car.
Yeah.
I've been looking for it. I was going to come back to the theater. Like, I wish I knew how long it took him not to return. Like, was
yes.
it, like, just 10, 15 minutes, or was it, like, 6 hours?
Yeah,
know?
Like, she's watched the movie ends, and she's like, wow, this is weird. He's been gone. But...
Yeah, so, you know, what an idiot.
I'm going to I need to challenge you. I'm sorry. I have to challenge you here. I don't have a problem with him saying you stole her car, because the sequence of events is such that he meets this woman, they go on a date, at the theater, he asks for her keys so he can get something in her car, and then takes off with the car. So it's pretty obvious, just to the layperson, you know, not necessarily a seasoned veteran of the police force, that this would be the guy that stole it. So at the point at which she then calls him, he's been gone forever. I think, you know, at that point, it's like, yeah, I mean, I have your keys. You don't have your keys. You also don't have your car. You know, you put two and two together and say, yeah, I might have stolen your car. Yes, I did. You know, I think that is actually probably the most admirable thing he did, is at least said, yeah, I stole your car. Who else do you think it would have been? The dude with the spider tattoo that you went on a date with? Yeah, poor choices, my friend.
I mean, what a twit. I mean, so he told her that he stole the car, and then he's, of course, now facing grand theft charges. Now, this is the this seems to be tagged on to the very end of the okay, so here's a bit more detail. The car was a rental. So the victim, who was 35, tried contacting him for 2 days before calling the sheriff's office. So, of course, you know, where'd you go? Where's the car? He called her 4 days after the movie outing and said that he'd dumped the car in a Walmart parking lot in Newport Richey. Now, okay, let's assume for a minute that Wesley Chapel is where this took place, because it's not totally clear to me where exactly this was, and I'm just going to now look where Newport Richey, Florida is.
And while you're doing that, I would just like to point out that it took her 2 days from when the car was stolen to contact the sheriff. Why? Did she think she was going to get a second date with this guy? Like, if you return my car, I'm 35, you're 27, I am willing to excuse some things because I'm getting to the point where I need to have fucking kids, so whatever, but just, you know, bring back the car. Like, in 2 days, you can joyride. It's cool.
Yeah, I myself would have said, hey, police, I met this guy, and then suddenly my car's gone.
Whatever.
The car happened to be a Ford Focus from the new car, so 2012 vintage. And according to the Times, he had previously served more than a year in prison for the exact same charge, as well as fraud, uttering forged bills, okay, and failing to return rental property. So he's in jail, and looks like he's not getting out for a while. However, okay, now I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt that he likes the being in the penal system. He likes just being taken care of like his mom. So he was like, okay, you know, I just got out of jail. I'm having trouble finding a place to stay. I'm kind of hungry. You know, if I just go back to jail, I'll get fed. Yeah, okay, cool. So let's see. What's this Facebook thing? Okay, dating.
What's the dumbest thing I could do? Yeah, let's...
Isn't some of this the thing where, like, they found the car and then arrested him? Was he in the car? Like, did he stay there? Like, what's that? I mean, I don't get that. I'm just kidding. Like, they had his address. Like, did they... I just
makes sense. I mean, the other question is, so he served more than a year in prison for the same charge. Do you think it was also a date? Do you think that this is his MO? Like, anytime he goes on a date, instead of opting for the... Why don't I fuck a chick?
He has a new low of of brain power. It's okay. Just to me, I can't wait to find out if you try to represent yourself.
Yeah. Oh, that would be great. I didn't even think of that.
So I'm really rooting for this guy. But, okay. But what's your story here?
Well, I like this one. Stabbing in anger management class prompts lawsuit. By Linda Byron, King 5 News.
You gotta say the King 5 News in the way they say it.
King 5 News! Is that how they say
it? Yeah, exactly what they do.
Isaquia, Washington. I don't even know how to pronounce this word.
Oh, that's pronounced Issaquia.
Oh, sorry, let's pretend I never did that then. Issaquia, Washington. Luna Oravai, 37, admits... I'm gonna pick a way to pronounce that because I'm not gonna stick with it. So.
Let's go with... Orivagina.
Okay, Luna Orivagina, 37, admits she got angry and broke a DVD player during an argument at home. Quote, I was wrong. I did something wrong, Orivagina said. I was being honest with police. I said, yes, I stepped on it, but nobody touched each other. There was no physical violence. Oh, this is like a monologue. I hope I can pronounce it. I hope I can perform this Sunday. I'm just going to go in
like
and
having...
listen. I'm going to go to an audition and I'm going to bring everything this chick says. And I'm just going to fucking go right out and be like, I was wrong. I did something wrong. I was being honest, police. I said, yes, I stepped on it, but nobody touched each other. There was no physical violence.
There was no physical violence whatsoever.
So, yeah. So, sorry, you were going to say something that I rudely interrupted.
Oh, no, I was just going to say this is like, you know, having to watch Platinum Blonde after an openings number by Howie Mandel. It's just that strange. So, please continue your story.
Because it was a domestic violence dispute, Issaquia police arrested Orivagina. I'm just going to mangle everything, but Orivagina for malicious mischief. Quote, when he, the officer, told me I had to go to jail for that, it really took me by surprise, unquote. Orivagina said. Orivagina was booked in the city jail and charged with criminal misdemeanor. Her attorney and prosecutor worked out a deal that when she got to court, the judge informed Orivagina that there was a way to make the criminal charge go away, pay a fine, and attend anger management classes. Orivagina said on her way out of court, she picked up paperwork from a judicial clerk directing her to Court Services Institute. She said she thought it was a court-sponsored program and she wasn't given any other options. No, I was given this one place, this one number. Call them up, and they'll tell you when to show up, Orivagina said. Orivagina says she made a call and paid $180 for two all-day classes to be held at a Bellevue office building. Bellevue, fantastic. The first class went fine, but during the second class, the instructor popped in a Dr. Phil DVD. That would be it for me.
You know, I mean, would go completely ballistic.
I mean, who can blame this chick? He's infuriating. I mean, even when he makes sense, it's the arrogance and the distance of human emotion. So, yes, okay.
Well, because, Dr. Phil talking to, like, you know, Tom Cruise or something ridiculous.
Well, and also, no matter what, old people quote Dr. Phil a lot, I've noticed. Because my my parents and Chris's parents both will use Dr. Phil as reference points. And sometimes my mom will say something like, in order to try to guilt me into something, she'll be like, oh, well, I saw Dr. Phil. There was this girl, and she used to love going to see her mother. So I find that Dr. Phil is like a directive, you know, some sort of...
A bastard is what he is. A bastard.
Yeah, a bastard, exactly, that influences old people or to give other people, you know, to feel like they're empowered with some information that they're not actually empowered with. All right, so it was supposed to inspire students to control their emotions, but it had the opposite effect for one 19-year-old student. Orivagina said the teen... Oh, it wasn't even Orivagina that actually ended up, like, doing the stabbing. That's fascinating. Okay, Orivagina said the teen... Because I got the feeling, the way the story was going, that she was going to be the person that committed the crime, but it doesn't seem like that's what's going to happen. All right, so Orivagina said the teen began yelling, what the... expletive. So you pick an expletive, Shane. What do you think she said?
Horseradish.
Okay. What the horseradish anal package does this have to do with my life?
Horseradish anal package?
I don't know.
Keep going. The next line gets even better.
Orivagina said that the instructor didn't react, so she spoke up. Quote, and I said, babe, it's a really good show. Just know, because that would infuriate me, too. It doesn't help if someone's telling you that. Babe, it's a really good show. Just give it a chance. And right away, she was like, expletive. All right, so next one. Next expletive.
Vaginal cramps.
Vaginal cramps, bitch-ass chair from IKEA. I know you ain't talking to me like that. Orivagina said that's when the teen got out of her seat and lunged at her. Quote, she came in this way. and hit me twice, Ori Vagina said. I moved back in a little bit like this to cough my arm away from her, and that's when she caught me that third time. Ori Vagina had been stabbed with a paring knife. There were holes in her sweatshirt and a gash in her right shoulder. I just kept saying, oh my god, I can't believe she stabbed me. She just stabbed me, Ori Vagina said. That's when the instructor took the attacker out of the room and down the lobby. I like that there wasn't the intervention beforehand. It's like, oh, now you've gone too far with the stabbing. We were hoping this wouldn't come to that. Quote, and I was left there holding my arm and trying to dial 911 on my cell phone with blood streaming down my arm, dripping on the floor, Ori Vagina said. Do they have to keep repeating her name? I mean, it's bad enough with Ori Vagina, or at least that's what we've come up with. But I think we all know.
I'm laughing every time you say it. I have to bite my tongue.
It totally makes me happy, too. I think we're 12 years old. But the aftermath was caught on a cell phone camera by a witness who was in the same building attending a different class. I wonder what that class was. You know, was it something totally different, or were there like...
Probably like crafts, arts, and crafts, or something, or social media.
Social media. So they're documenting it. Of course, that's how they had to document it on the cell phone. First, they shot themselves. Hey, I'm looking at a scene that's really crazy, man. My name is Steven Johnson. Take a look at what I'm seeing. And then they shot the scene. So yeah, I think it was a social media. The video shows the attacker later identified as Fabria Maradia Digia. I have no idea. What's wrong with me? Like, is it like?
If you drank, you would be drunk right now.
Fabria Maradia sitting in the lobby, swearing and muttering threats. Ori Vagina can be heard talking to the 911 operator. The instructor also called. Then police arrive and take over. The police officers heard yelling at Maradia. Bellevue police, come out of the building now. Put up your hands. I swear I need someone to perform this. It's so good. Maradia compiled...
Bellevue police, come out of the building now. Put up your hands.
Motherfucker, horseradish vagina, IKEA chair, no! Maradia complied and was taken to custody. According to police, Maradia later cited a written statement explaining her actions. Quote, the girl made a threat comment to me. Yes, you know what? Who's going to dispute that? I mean, telling you Dr. Phil is good is as threatening as anything.
Everyone should watch Oprah.
I understand. I mean, you feel like your sanity is at stake. And more, I'm going to defend her. More understanding I could not be. But the girl made a threat comment to me, and I blew up out of control and tried hitting her, stabbed her, and then I was arrested. Does that explain her actions?
I blew up out of control, tried hitting her, I stabbed her. You know, so far, I'm feeling like she should get off.
She definitely should defend herself. After the teen was taken away by police, Ori Vagina said she had to stay and finish class. Oh, she's okay, so that's Ori Vagina, who's fine. She's a nice person. She wants to finish class after she's been stabbed. She said the instructor told her, we won't be too much longer. I just have a few more things to cover with you, and then you can go. Yeah, so if you don't bleed to death right now, you know, if you can make it through class, you're going to pass. You know what? Actually, that's the test, right? Because they're all in anger management class. If you can hold your temper and not, like, rip someone's throat out once you've been stabbed by them, you know, you pass. Win. Go. I mean, she shouldn't need to do any more to prove that, right?
Oh, my God.
Ori Vagina's a long article. So, Ori Vagina said she needed the certificate to present to the court. After she finished the class, she said she drove herself to the emergency room to get the gash in her shoulder stitched up. I actually admire that, like, her discipline there. I sometimes could barely pay attention during a regular class when I was, you know, stab-free. So it's kind of nice to think that she could focus. And she hired a lawyer, Anthony Andrew Ackley, said that he did some digging and learned that, quote, Court Services Institute, unquote, is not a court-sponsored program, but a private for-profit company. He said he also learned that Maradia had a history of violent outbursts before that day, including an attack on a high school principal. Yeah, you kind of would think that there might be some security in an anger management class, but I guess, like, there was a part of me that's like, well, I guess they know that they shouldn't be doing any shit in there. I don't know. The county prosecutor's office, King County Prosecutor's Office, charged Maradia with the assault on Ori Vagina, but the teen failed to show up for court, and there is now a felony warrant out for her arrest. Quote, there's no excuse for someone being stabbed in an anger management class. It clearly didn't come out of nowhere, said Ackley. Yeah, it didn't come out of nowhere. She talked about Dr. Phil. You're just proving the defense's point here. Anger management programs are not certified in the state of Washington, so there are no minimum standards for how they're taught. Dr. Marsha, they got a lot of resources into it. They're quoting a lot of people here. Dr. Marsha Linehan, UW professor of psychology and an expert on anger management, thinks that's the problem. Quote, as long as you have...
Really?
That's the problem, right?
I mean, I'm going to start charging $180 in my basement and start playing Dr. Phil videos for 2 days. I mean, come on.
It should be fun. Well, also, I like that that's what she thinks is the problem. I like that there's never any responsibility on the criminals for anything, ever, anymore. It's like, the problem is that it's not a court-sponsored program, it's for-profit, and they don't have any authorization. Well, if that doesn't really justify, as much as I hate, you know, the whole Dr. Phil concept, it doesn't really justify the girl losing it because of the Dr. Phil situation. That's the problem. All right, whatever. As long as you have people who can manage a group of people with anger problems running the show, it can be safe and effective, she said. All right, maybe, whatever, but still. Obviously, you would want to first be sure that people don't bring weapons in. Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, given that you're checked anytime you go into a court or whatever for weapons in the U.S., an anger management class would have the same role, but all right. Or even trying to say the class did teach her one thing, quote, up until you couldn't hold it back.
I'm sorry, that just killed me.
And when it comes out of the blue...
Or stabs me!
right, I like that. Or even trying to say the class did teach her one thing, quote, up until this point, I really didn't know what the word ironic meant. Now I know. Who would admit that? Ori Vagina said her own anger is gone. Wow! Wow, that cured her! Jeez, this is perfect! Alright, so.
That is totally awesome. Yeah. I give them kudos.
Yeah, they obviously. But
that sounds like it was a very hard process.
Yeah, that's also. Exactly. Like, first she's better, and then also, like, it's a good testimonial for the site. That stabbing in their unsupervised class cured me, and I'm all better now. I haven't wanted to hurt anyone since, and I haven't broken a DVD player next to my boyfriend again. So it's been replaced by fear and a lingering anxiety. Well, you know, you win some, you lose some, right? She said she can't forget Merdingia's threats. It doesn't go away, you know, just hearing somebody tell you that they're going to kill you and your kids. I didn't do anything to this girl, and not only has she hurt me, she wants to kill my family, she said tearfully. Ori Vagina filed a lawsuit Monday on King County Superior Court against Court Services Institute and the company's owner and president, Lorraine W. Nelson. The suit also names the instructor who taught the class. Ori Vagina is seeking refund as well as monetary, but she's cured, so, I mean, just call it even, as well as monetary damages for the injuries and emotional distress. King 5 investigators contacted Court Services Institute and requested an on-camera interview. The office manager said the only person who could do the interview was Lorraine Nelson. She would be out of state until December 12th. Reached by telephone in Hawaii. Oh, I like that. She's
my God, this one keeps going.
I know.
It's
almost over. So reached by telephone in Hawaii, where she was vacationing while people were getting stabbed, Nelson said that she saw no need for the changes following the stabbing. Oh, even better. It happened once in 10 years, she said. It was an isolated case. And Nelson said that the instructor had worked for years as a parole officer, where he would have received training on how to handle angry people. Okay. I guess not, though. Ori Vagina had many options for receiving anger management classes, but she said she didn't know that. She said she was directed to Court Services Institute, where she received her paperwork from a clerk court hearing. The court administrator for Issaquah Municipal Court said told King 5 News that the court does not endorse any one program but does make a list available at the front counter as a courtesy. Classes you will be stabbed in on one side, classes you will not be stabbed in on the other. So these are two. What do you think? Are you still rooting for the first guy?
I am going to root still for mine, because it was Crazy Lady that did it all.
Oh, but I'm nominating Crazy Lady, though.
He still gets my vote. Crazy person, you have issues.
All right.
So, I'm gonna maintain my original choice, and I'm going to go with this poor bastard. Rant.
I got nothing. I don't know who the fucktard of the week is. I'm sincerely, I don't know. I mean, in one way, I'm like, okay, the guy who steals from his date. Then I'm also like, well, someone who stabs someone in anger management class, please help us. We're on a whole bunch of social media, being the social media whack jobs that we are. First of all, the easiest way would be to go to rantmehard.com. You could just put in your vote there. You can also nominate somebody else from this group of people if you thought someone was a bigger fucktard than the two people we've presented. If there's, you know, someone like one of the writers of the articles that you think, we leave it up to you. So you can do that, but you can't really comment or give us a lot of input on what you thought there. So there are other options. So we're on Twitter at RantMeHard. What else could you do? Maybe you could also hashtag it RantMeHard if you like. I'll check both. So either address it to at RantMeHard or hashtag it RantMeHard. Tell us who your vote is for the fucktard, and if you want to tell us why, that's great too. We're also on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/ S and M rants, and it's S, and the end and is written out. You can either tag that page and write your input, or you can go to the page and just write on our wall. You can call us up on Skype or rant me hard. You could always email us, info@rantmehard.com. Next week, I want to have a little part where I talk about what you guys said and why you think people deserve that special title that we award to them. Godspeed.
Rant, 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 rant.
So the next thing is, I want to read, this is an article here. Because it's ridiculous. Just completely ridiculous. Man's self-professed invisibility fails to prevent his arrest. Mapleton. No one could hurt Adam Cowgill. I love the way this starts. He screamed at police and hospital staff late Wednesday night. Well, that's not what he would say. Unless, because that's his name. Would he say, no one can hurt James Johnson! I mean, it doesn't make sense, but okay. No one could hurt Adam Cowgill, he screamed at police and hospital staff late Wednesday night. He was unstoppable, he reportedly yelled. And most significantly, police said he loudly revealed to those around him that he was invisible. Well, there's no point in being invisible if you're going to tell everybody that you are. But officers evidently could see and stop him well enough to cart him off to jail on charges of evading police, damage to jail property, reckless endangerment, unlawful detention, reckless driving, and possession of a dangerous weapon. He had a full day. The self-professed invisible man's revelation was the culmination of a string of alleged crimes. According to Cowgill's arrest report, police first found him when they responded to reports of an assault. En route, the report states, an officer saw the assault suspect's vehicle and chased it. As the vehicle raced away, the pursuing officer reported that he saw someone in the front seat punching the driver. Well, he saw him, so... No, again, how does one become convinced that they are invisible? I mean, I don't know how it would occur to you that you are, but even if it did, how could that not be proven to the contrary? Like, by looking down at yourself, you'll see your legs, your body... Or maybe you'll pass by some sort of reflective surface, like a mirror or a window or something, and maybe that would tip you off. I don't know how you can continue to be convinced of this. But also, if you're committing all these assaults, and you don't hear the person say, oh my god, where are all these fists that are hitting my face coming from? I don't see anyone. Maybe then you'd think... hey, they can see me. I mean, they're gonna look straight at you. The fact that they're doing that would tell you something. You know, they're not like, their eyes aren't darting around to like, where's this coming from? And the other thing that occurred to me when I was reading this was that usually when these kind of articles come out, people are like, oh, okay, well, it's, you know, the person was drunk or they were on drugs. And I can't speak to the drugs thing. I mean, that's I guess, a fair assessment. But the drunk thing seems like, I just don't understand being that drunk. I've never been drunk enough to think I was invisible, or, you know, have sex with a giraffe, or go to the McDonald's, take all my clothes off, and masturbate into the ball pit. It's not something that, you know, has ever occurred to me, sober or drunk, except at this very moment, which means that later on, I guess we know what I'll be doing. Let's continue with this article then. When the car finally stopped, the report states, a woman grabbed a child from the back seat, jumped out of the car, and ran towards police. The woman was yelling for help, the report adds. Police found Cowgill in the car and placed him under arrest. Cowgill was then taken to the hospital, where he claimed to be both invisible and unstoppable. He was nevertheless cleared by medical staff and loaded in the back of a patrol car, where he thrashed around until a printer fell off a stand.
Rant, 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 rant.
I find this channel... and it's called Ball Bust Verbal. Now, I've heard of this before, and I feel very proud. Like, I'm not missing anything, because I know this. But, you know, I know that there's guys that like women to kick their nuts, etc. But what I found interesting about this was just how it sounds.
You gave me a wedgie. So I slammed my bare foot into your balls. You went down. I said, now your balls are mashed. The weird thing was you got an erection that started pumping. Then, you had a very strong ejaculation. Just as you were looking in my eyes.
There's the other weird part about this, because there's so much. But underneath it, okay, so Ball Busting Central is the actual channel on YouTube for this. And here's their directive.
Save our channel with a click of a button. Ballbusting Central's sponsor is the web short that's featured on our channel page. It's called The Great Nug, written by Daily YouTube acclaimed writer Jared Larson, and starring 16candles' Stefan.com, a.k.a. the kid that doesn't want to go to the dance. This is the guy's credit, and we're supposed to care. Okay, if The Great Nug gets 10,000 YouTube views by the end of 2011, Ballbusting Central will be able to continue in 2012. So it is up to you, fair listeners, to continue Ballbusting Central's important cause of listening to people getting their nuts mashed. Keep that hope, that dream alive by watching this piece of shit film. Which I will tell you about in a minute. Then the directive continues. Please help us spread the word so the view count goal can be reached and our channel can be saved. Oh my god, it's like a religious cause, but like I'm actually much more for it. Ball busting forever. Link to the Ball Busting Central channel page. It's youtube.com/user/ballbustingcentral. Then there's the movie, which is called The Great Nug, which was made in 2009, and I don't understand it at all, and maybe it's because I don't understand nuts. Maybe I'm just not intimately involved with nuts the way that somebody who owns them might be. Maybe you'll understand this movie more if you're a male listener. I don't know. But it's basically a film about people being stoned, then aliens come, I don't know, they're kidnapped or something. I don't understand a lot of what happened. It's about 5 minutes. And I was feeling very regretful that I don't do drugs, because I think I really need them to see this film and fully understand the depth. It's been on this station since 2009. It's got about 7,246 views. I don't know if that took into account all the numerous Ball-Busting Central people that were clamoring for their cause and visiting in that respect. But, I mean, if you don't... Look, there's only... What? Is there much chance, is there much hope of Ballbusting Central continue? What do they need to continue, I guess, is my question. I don't think they make, it doesn't look like they're making the videos. It doesn't cost anything to maintain a YouTube channel, especially when you're finding content from elsewhere. And I imagine it doesn't take all that much time. So I'm not sure why this is really going to help them one way or the other.
Rant.
Thank you so very much for listening. This was episode 32. We're at rantmehard.com, so please go there for show notes, more information, fucktard voting, etc. Please remember to help us out and vote for this week's fucktard of the week. You don't have to just go to rantmehard.com. We actually want your input. And in fact, in general, I think we should probably solicit your input a little bit more, because that would be fun. So please email us, do whatever, in order to let us know who you think is the fucktard of the week and why. More options, you can Facebook us, facebook.com/snmrants, Twitter @rantmehard, email info@rantmehard.com, or monica@rantmehard.com, or shane@rantmehard.com. You can Skype us, rantmehard. Please do subscribe, as well, rate us highly and tell your friends. I am extremely susceptible to reviews and ratings. I am sad and pathetic, I know, and I'm working on it, but when I see Yelp reviews and they're great and glowing, you know, that does help a lot, and I know that people feel the same way about iTunes reviews, at least the people that are susceptible like me. And I'm not above having those susceptible people as listeners. So please help out and rate us and review us. I'm on yourdoseoflunacy.com, and I'm on Twitter @MonicaHomburg, and Shane's website is shanesworld.ca, and he's also on Twitter @ShaneBee. So please keep in touch. Oh, B-E-E. Shane, B-E-E. Thanks so much.